There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Live from your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Sometimes when I come back from Florida, it feels
come.
Like I... Come.
You ruin... Come.
Come. I know. I can't even say the
earworm. Worm. And then when I think of worms, I think come.
Come.
Or like of ears, I think come.
Yeah, always. I feel like when I come back from Florida, it is like getting the bends or like not... Or it feels like...
You want
when I come
bends?
Back from Florida...
I'll give you the bends.
Sometimes when
I'll deliver
like,
the bends. I'll deliver you 6.5 inches of bends.
I can't even fucking.
Also,
even
did you know there was a study out about penis sizes? America, out of the 90 countries they did it with, 60th. 40th. Sorry.
I don't even
no,
know.
No, 60th.
Means. You know, I just need to decompress.
Okay.
I'm coming back from Florida. It takes some time. I feel like I'm rising to the surface like a scuba diver. You know, so I don't get the bubbles in my blood that aren't just there because of that way we live.
Isn't that the most dangerous part? Coming back up.
That's how
isn't
it
that
is.
Crazy.
That's what they always say. But
isn't that crazy?
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Does my face, like when you look at my face, like imagine you're seeing me for the first time.
Oh. Okay.
Does it say like, hey, show me every scar you have? Like when you see my face, you're like, oh, that's a man.
Hold on
I want to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
I would, yes.
Why? It's because am I approachable?
No, it depends on the mood. If you are truly, if you're smiling, if I don't know you, I'm a jolly guy. I could see it. Yeah, I mean, what happened?
I was, so we were cleaning out my parents' garage and we got.
Cleaning out the closet.
I got, we met Joe Dirt. This man
did you
came.
Really?
No. The man that the non-Hollywood version of Joe Dirt.
I love Joe Dirt.
I don't even know if I want to say his name. Let's just say it was Junkman Joe.
Did he do stuff like Laugh is Like a Garden, you gotta pick it?
No. Joe Dirt's
Wait,
fun.
Something like that.
This guy's who, if you actually met Joe Dirt, it's who he'd be like.
Hmm.
And so this guy showed up wet. You know what I mean? That guy, his hair is wet, but he's like...
He was sweating.
It was freshly moosed. It was wet yet crunchy.
Well, don't you want someone to show up that's a junk remover with mousse?
He must.
Mousse in their hair. He classy.
It keeps them together.
Also, you know what? Most of the time people throw things away because they're going through a divorce. You know how much poon time that man has done with his mousse in his hair.
They call me the wife drain. I catch them before they go down the pipe.
Oh.
Wait, he showed up. He gives us this whole spiel. He's a very practiced like speech of what you're supposed to do. And he's like, now I want y'all to remember. Before you get up in here, you're going to want to wear some shoes with traction, all right? Because you see this here ramp here.
Yeah.
It ain't fucking around because you're going to want to hear, I'll show you the scar on my leg. And then he says leg. He then proceeds to, it's me, my mother, 8:40 in the morning. I am not ready. Not ready for society. I'm already pissed.
Sure.
Just so you already know it's going to be a long day. He then proceeds to take his pants down to show his entire, I mean, he's like, my leg. And then he shows his entire ass.
Uh-huh.
His whole ass.
Well, that's how one, that's one of the
mom,
tricks. That's a trick.
Oh, but my mom, like, she went, she definitely
she
went,
was
like,
into it.
She put her jeweler's class on to go look on. The man's got a second mouth attached to the side of his ass. And I will say, that's a shark bite. That is not, that's a barracuda.
That's a story.
Yeah, that's
a story.
You didn't fall off a ramp.
No, but that's what he says. Oh, what happened to you? Come in and get some iced tea. And next thing you know, he's having sex, in this case, with your mother.
You know, anything to make her smile.
In this case.
Anything that takes some heat off of me, I'm fine with.
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry. This is true, though.
I got a lot this weekend,
well,
man.
We do have a lot.
I had a lot of stories. I got another story. There was a murder also in my town.
When?
Okay, so...
In what town? In your town.
My
what town
parents,
is this?
What used to be my town, but not anymore. As I'm more certain than ever.
Because I want
to
quiz you on penis sizes.
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay.
So my parents, again.
Who's dead?
This is my parents. This was a very eventful trip.
Because the last time I went on vacation, there was also a murder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I remember. Oh, yeah. Maybe
no evidence.
Oh, yeah, no evidence. You know what it is? Content follows us.
Oh, God,
anywhere
please,
we
God.
Go, content
can we start
follows
doing,
us.
Can we just do content on like food that makes you skinny? Because that would be nice. All you can eat food that makes you skinny. It's the first ever cheese that you shit right out.
Oh, God. But my parents were like so excited. They were like, we had a mystery.
Oh, my God.
I was like, okay, yeah, sure.
Okay.
He's like, we came home one night.
Yeah.
I was like,
From where, by the way?
This is, God knows, Outback. They only go to Outback. Okay. Or Frenchies, which is in town. A little diner they go
oh,
to.
Oh, that is cute.
But my mom, you know, God bless her. She's so good at a cold open when you first see her. And she's like, did you know that there was a mentally handicapped boy that lived across the street?
Yeah.
Second sentence, as soon as I arrived.
I actually don't mind that, though. Jump right in.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I like it. Let's get right into it.
I like that.
And so she...
She's not wasting time.
She said, this is like, I didn't know. She's like, apparently, she's like, there was a young man. Yeah. There was a mentally handicapped. She kept hitting that, right? But well, not in that terminology. Yes, not that terminology.
Well, it's so she's Florida.
Like, but she kept saying, like, there was this, somebody back there. She was like, that we had never seen. They've been living there this whole time. Right. There was this.
They've
like,
lived there for like 40 years.
Yes. They've been there. It's like
they don't know all their neighbors.
30. My mom, let's just say
I think you would know most of your neighbors. I know my neighbors.
The watermelon didn't roll too far from the bush when it comes from my mom to me. She's very paranoid. So she's all like, she kind of assumes, she's like, you don't park over there. They're very protective of who takes over the front stoop. And it's like, see, I need you to release.
But you see, you judge your mother constantly for that, but yet you seem to brag about it in your personal life.
I monetized it.
Yeah.
But my mother, she's very excited.
If you had a security company, I think you would have monetized it. Which is just you. Like, do you have any employees?
Paranoia.
No, it's Henry Zebrowski Security.
The power of paranoia. But she was, she's so excited to tell me this news. She was a bunch of police, it was around the house across the street. And she said that apparently, there was a man that was living in this house this entire time that we did not ever see and never saw this person who was kept, I guess, inside, like locked in a room.
Like abused.
With some kind of mask on, God knows.
Oh my goodness, my father, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh yes, my father walks over, of course, busybody that he is, this little block. He starts talking to all the cops. He, you know, he does the thing, hey, you know, I used to be NYPD, and they are like, you know. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're smelling business cards, American Psycho style.
So basically, this kid, this mentally handicapped kid drowned in the pool. They said, quote unquote, drowned in the pool, right?
But they also had a nice pool.
Oh, yeah. But then I drove past the other day, right? So as we were leaving, I went and I looked and I could see the pool from the street. And I went to go over and look and it was filled with floaties. And there's like a part of me that says, like, is this murder? Is this a murder? Because there was plenty of floaties for the kid to have gotten a hold of. Also, 30 years old. Probably like my age.
Maybe they were just throwing them in there and he wasn't able to grab them.
But put a bunch of floaties in the pool after your hidden son dies in the pool.
In memoriam.
But don't you just then cover the pool?
Well, no. Would you do something where you put all the floaties in the pool and say, wish we would have had those 3 days ago when Rodney was drowning?
I feel like that's covering your ass. It's like a postscript. That's Murdoch territory.
Well, I mean, it reminds me a little bit of what happened with Kaylee Anthony. They said she drowned initially. She did not, but I don't know.
But it was easier hide Kaylee Anthony because it was a little girl. This is a full-ass fucking hidden. Well, I guess they hid a man.
For a long time.
So why not just keep hiding him?
Well, it looks like there's a mystery afoot.
I gotta get in that house.
And I think that your father might have to put back on that outfit.
He
needs to get back out there and start working the beat. Because this is not the Florida I remember.
I tell you what, there's a lot of the words he uses I can't really repeat.
Good for cops.
But when it really...
It's good for cops.
But direction of thought, he's there.
He's there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't really take all of his opinions with less than a pound of salt. But he'll be right there really finding out whether or not that mustard is spicy enough.
You know, speaking of mustard, we're covering the atomic bomb. And of course, the mustard gas as well was something that perhaps they created along the way.
I mean, he's just tying stuff together.
Germany, World War II. What did they like to do?
Are we going back to your grandparents' vacation home? Or
research. That was their actual home, and they would have to guard it at night.
This is the longest, weirdest
research
serpentine segue I have heard in a
while.
What
do the Germans want to know?
God, what is happening?
They want to know penis size. There's a study. It was worlddata.info.
Whole bunch of material to get to.
Oh, this is material, my friend. This is a study. 90 countries. Okay. Guess where America ranked in 90 countries?
No, well, you're just saying,
study.
This is a study of average penis size.
Amongst 90 countries, America, where do you think we rank?
I don't know.
We are 60th. And how long do you think the American penis is?
5.5 inches long.
5.4 inches long. So not correct.
I guess I'm above average.
And now where do you think the British lie?
Oh, far below.
They're 68th. And those little fucking dicks
tiny penis
are 5.2 inches. But number
maybe
one.
Maybe it's because of centimeters.
No. they adapted. Mm-hmm. But the number one biggest ding-dongs in the world, on average, it's Ecuador and Cameroon. And you know what they're measuring? 7 inches on average.
Good.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
What?
So good job, British.
Is this from Straight Man magazine that also has Arnold Schwarzenegger's the hottest man in the world?
No, we're going to get into some of the, we're going to get into some of that later.
I got the data breakdown, friend. And it seems.
No, you have our data breakdown, which is an inaccurate sample size of humanity as a whole.
Most of the women said, I got to say, we asked this question on Manhattan Project episode 3. We asked the question, is Arnold Schwarzenegger sexy? And Kissel said,
he's
very
one of
much
the sexiest
so.
Human beings that's ever lived. Literally, there's documentaries about him. He's changed the entire week. The males, he has changed the male physique for a generation.
He has been obsessed with this, but he
I'm
says
not obsessed with it. That is a fact.
But it's interesting that a lot of straight men said the same exact thing about virile and strong Arnold Schwarzenegger was, and how much they wish they could slide between his pectorals.
You know who has the smallest penises?
Who?
Cambodia.
Whoa.
3.9 inches. So don't go there.
Well, I mean, a lot of bad things happen, and a lot of tragedy happened in Cambodia. Maybe it's more of a shrinkage. Because just from the sheer, like, there's a lot of stuff that happened
just
in the,
war
in the history of Cambodia.
So you think it's just a series of people getting their dicks shot off for so many years, and eventually the dicks was just like, it's better if we're small.
It's time to hide.
Stay in. Don't go out.
They become little Anne Franks.
Okay.
That's very sad, though, because God knows what you got to do. Cambodia, keep pulling on them, make them longer. That's my word of advice to you.
Continue to malign. One of the greatest bodybuilders in the history of movies.
Did you watch the new documentary series on Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, but I heard it was great.
It's very good. I've been watching it currently. He is
Does it make you want to kiss him?
He is the most American man Austria ever produced.
Yeah, that's why he just needs to be president, because he can just tattoo an American flag on him, go shirtless everywhere.
He has my vote.
Whatever.
He has my vote.
I'm so done with everything.
He has my vote. I'm there. I will vote for him. But yes, many straight men who then were being like, Kissel's right. Schwarzenegger's the sexiest man I've ever seen. You know,
they're all very excited. I'm happy we have a couple of straight listeners left.
But you know what's nice is that I've found very fascinating is that the women that did say that the majority of women said Arnold is not sexually attractive to them, or people who said that they're attracted to men because they were like hesitant, right? He seems like a lot of energy. He's also kind of a weirdo. It's the cigars, right? But you know what I mostly heard?
Oh my goodness gracious.
But you know
it's
what I found,
success.
When I found it
smells
interesting.
Smells like success.
Honestly, it's hard to keep a man down like that.
Well,
look what he did.
Yeah, but Maria Shriver was cold and mean.
I agree. But
I guess she is the feminine equivalent because she's very, is very like angular, which I understand.
Angular.
That's not necessarily always great.
But I found interesting is a lot of women said the main thing is they could see themselves getting fucked by Arnold Schwarzenegger, but not kissing him. Because they say that the teeth,
what is
it's
this
like
a
horse.
Is this a weekend in Vegas? What's going on? Am I paying for this?
And I found that is like, it truly was like a thread in the letters where it's like,
but
it was
doesn't
way
that
more
prove
just like,
my point. He's the archetype of all sex. He is, they don't want to kiss him because also, I mean, honestly,
I
if you're
going
to.
I think women like to kiss.
No, but let's, your favorite porn star, let's just say Jenna Jameson. I don't even know if that's true.
Yeah.
You don't think about kissing her.
Sure.
No, you think about fucking her.
Yeah, but I'm kissing her in the mix of it.
Yeah, but it's part of
sad.
It, but also.
I feel sad if
you're
on the lips. Never on the lips. I was like, it makes me
because
sad.
Because she has a boyfriend. She's working.
She just got married to a woman for the first time.
Did she really?
Yeah, Jenna Jameson's really, she's trying to find ways. She's been struggling for a while.
I've seen what she can do with the ladies. I'm sure that they're going to be very happy together.
Hopefully she got a manicure and take a couple of inches down on the fake nails, because apparently that's not normal. Apparently it's not normal for you to be finger popping a woman with like 3-inch fake nails on.
Yeah. You want to put some rubber. Put little rubber stoppers on him.
Get some rubber stoppers.
Be like, hey, do you have any more of those corks left? And pop some of those on my finger.
But there was definitely, I got three super juicy emails that were like straight up quite thirsty for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. It was only three, but women.
Three long erotic emails.
It was
where
very.
People sat down.
It was.
Shut up. My mom is writing.
And
shut up.
That's literally what happened.
I've got to go write. So do you have any. Yes.
It just. That's what it sounded like as she was typing, as he was like, her hands were wet.
We mentioned to him on a podcast. He doesn't know we exist.
No.
He doesn't care about anyone that listens or us.
Reach out to Arnie. We're here.
But just the mention of him compelled three women to sit down, soak their chairs, ignore their families, maybe not even eat dinner.
He's a superstar.
So I think I've been proven correct. But yes, when it comes to kissing, I do understand. I could also see him, ironically enough, his tongue might be too short.
Oh, yeah. He's got a short Austrian tongue.
But if we are going to sit
here
like,
his hometown is called like Slav or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes out, he still goes there. He still goes down.
He's allowed back.
It's called like Talv or something. He goes down and they go.
Because there's a parade if he shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, no, it's very German, so they're all nonplussed. They're all like, ah, hello, I see you have returned.
But by German standards, that's a parade. That's, whoa.
You're like, whoa, very excited.
Really happy to see me. So I think that it's safe to say that we were both semi-right, although I'm going to give myself 70%. You're going to give you 30% because women also, they just like to. Have you seen when a woman touches an attractive man's body?
No, I don't look at it.
What they do is just they like.
It's all
they like. It's like a. It's like Helen Keller learning
to
read.
Women are better than this. Women are better than that.
No, they are not. Have you? No, they are horny. I told you when I went to the Australian Down Under, a version of it in Los Angeles, I think I got pregnant of all the estrogen. Maybe that's why I have low T.
I think you're just like a nice body, and you don't care who it belongs to.
No, I was looking. We can all admire. We can all admire, can't we?
I got him.
Live from your grave.
Okay, well, speaking of bodies,
this story. All right, I got to get into
this. There's a couple of bodies currently in the ocean, and it's really fucking horrifying.
This is one of my worst nightmares because I also, very common nightmare I have is being lost in space, like being kind of like in a capsule, like floating through space. This is in that realm.
So that begs, that's a good question. We can talk, we can throw it up, get into the story a little bit, but lost in space or lost at sea, really similar.
Very similar.
Which would you rather be?
This story is very scary. A massive search and rescue operation is still underway to this moment for a Titanic tourist submersible that has been missing for nearly 2 days since the 18th. Now, at this point, about 3 days. June 18th is when it went missing. On the way, it was going down to see the wreckage of the Titanic.
Right.
It was this thing called an Ocean Gate Expedition, which is this tube. It's a submarine that people pay $250,000 per person. You can get five people in it at a time.
Which is fucking $1.25 million
each
per
go.
Trip.
Each go.
That's a hell of a business.
And it's a lot of money. It's a cramped little vessel. They're supposed to go down. They see the wreckage of the Titanic. They play a soundtrack of all of the songs from the Titanic. It's supposed to be very relaxing. You're supposed to go. The guy that owns it.
I am a bit of a Luddite in many ways, and I will continue to be, and I will fight the machines tooth and nail. But this does seem to be a place where VR, maybe you don't have to go down to the fucking ocean, because I would be. Also, the wreckage is getting smaller and smaller and smaller because the salt is eroding the Titanic. So what are you even looking at?
It's interesting because one day we'll do the story of the Titanic. The Titanic holds people's like hearts. People are emotionally invested in the Titanic and are upset with it because I was watching people that would talk about taking this trip because it's very temperamental to go. The weather has to be perfect.
Like, I've heard it is not good water to be involved with.
No, it is it is extremely deep and cold. It's like 2 to 3 centigrade is what it is at where you go. You basically going to the bottom floor of the ocean. It is right under Halifax.
Well, they say it's 13,000 feet.
Yeah, you got to go
from
Newfoundland.
Which is a lot of feet.
You got to go from Newfoundland. You basically go from Newfoundland. It's this little like 4-hour little ship. So they basically tow this tube out on this giant freighter, and then they kind of plop it off where you're supposed to, every 15 minutes is supposed to send a ping back and forth. When they dropped it off on June 18th for this latest voyage, I think it was saying it was down for 4 hours and it was immediately gone.
Not good.
But the person that was on it was the guy that ran the company, Stockton Rush, who is this multi billionaire who's been all over the world. He's an adventurer. But he's one of these guys. I was watching a video where they were so proud of how non-regulated Ocean Gate was. They were very proud.
I don't know who owns it, to be honest. I don't know who owns that part of the ocean.
This guy, Stockton Rush, owns it.
No, I know, but I'm saying that part of I think it's unregulated because it's international waters.
Oh, it's international waters.
You can take a dump on it. Whatever.
The company that James Cameron does, because he goes down there all the time, it's like he goes down in this very special company that has been building, but they have spent a long time building a very special submersible that can go down there.
Did you watch the documentary?
It's all right.
It's real boring.
Make an alien again, James Cameron. Please, for the love of God. We all, I know you like the ocean. Okay, we all.
It is cool.
I'm proud of you and the fact that you love crabs. But what I really would love for you to do is make a movie that I like again. Just something with anything but blue people in it. I would love it.
Well, be careful. Avatar has now been pushed with the WGA strike. It's now going to complete in 2029.
Keep pushing
it. So you have another decade.
Keep
of your Avatar love.
Pushing it.
So all right? Anyway,
it is
so
hot garbage. But
whoa,
but
there's a lot of Avatar heads out there, Henry.
But if you, I was watching a little video about the Ocean Gate. So it's this tube where the guy Stockton Rush who built it, he said like, oh, you know, we've worked with guys from NASA and we've worked with guys who are like Lockheed Martin. But it's all the stuff around it. He said that they are all of the other. He was like proud about the fact. He's like, we use a PlayStation controller to direct it.
Whatever.
Like, it's fun, but it's like in retrospect, all now seems very ominous.
Well,
where like he was, but the main issue is that it has to be bolted from the outside. When James Cameron uses the little submersible machine he uses, when you go down there, it has a very special sphere on the inside of it. So basically what they said was that no matter what happens, even if it all fucking goes to shit inside of the submersible, what they have is these explosive charges on all the bolts that hold this thing together. So we hit a button and manually they can blow up and literally
free.
We can get free. This thing has to be the Ocean Gate that these five people are currently trapped in, which now they're saying as of this morning only has about 40 hours of air left inside of it. If it is, we don't know if the power is still on inside of it. We don't know what is going on. They could be sitting in the dark at the bottom of the ocean waiting for this to fucking, waiting to just fucking finally choke to death.
They could be buoyed somewhere. Either way,
there's several nightmare scenarios.
Well, also, people don't really understand, and myself included, until reading the articles about this. The area itself is about the size of Connecticut.
Yes.
So the actual area that they're exploring is fucking huge. And we still can't find shit in the ocean. Like, if you go missing in the ocean like that one kid, did you see that story of the one kid who jumped off the Carnival cruise for like a celebration? And then he was just, you're gone.
Yes.
And so these people, they might as well be a fucking needle in a proverbial haystack.
Yeah, they are. We don't know where the fuck they are. They said the submersible, obviously, there's more updates coming from the independent.co.uk.
But don't bury the lead on the tunes.
Oh, yeah. So
this makes the nightmare. What would make this nightmare even worse?
Oh, yes. So again, the James Cameron shit he uses. It has all of these various ways to escape you like from this thing. And they've developed this thing over decades of going underwater. And he has
huge
put
deal.
A lot of money and time. He is really obsessed with this. And this company, basically what they decided to do is they wanted to make it kind of like streamlined. So what they wanted to be, so it's like we put it in the water and we take it out. And it has to be bolted from the outside. That is basically how we get in, which has got to be the scariest thing. I was watching a reporter go into it and just like, that's it. They're like, bye
bye.
That's
a casket.
That's basically a casket. But they don't know. So, but they know that they've been watching it. The last ping they had showed that whatever it was doing, it was repowering itself over and over again. So there are two massive scenarios that could happen. This thing is stuck on the bottom of the ocean. No lights. No power on the inside of it. Or
just
is it cycling?
Fucking humped by a whale.
2 to 3 degrees centigrade. So they are either freezing to death. They could possibly be freezing to death in there. Or there's enough air in there that is regulating, that is temperature controlled. There's one little bathroom in there.
Do you think there's one person on it be like, this is the best Titanic experience of all time?
I mean, they're finally
it's so realistic.
This is what happened to them.
This is so realistic.
This is fascinating.
Should we kiss?
Yes, finally. I'm Jack, your Rose.
I'm your mother.
But they, Kathy Bates. But they go down there, so they're power cycling again and again. So this thing is programmed with the Titanic soundtrack. So
from the movie.
They're very possibly sitting, slowly waiting to die as the first 30 seconds of A Heart Will Go On, which was the first song on the playlist that is playing. It is playing again and again and again. Or, which I even think of.
Wherever you.
Just sitting like The Shining, like Jack Torrance.
Do you think they're going to find us?
No, damn it. But I think it's even worse. What if they've even made it to the surface, can see outside of it? They are on the ocean surface.
You do.
And because they cannot be found, and because you can, there is no way to release themselves from the submersible, that they are watching everybody live, and they are still suffocating inside of it.
That
too.
Would be, in this scenario, that is the best case nonetheless. But what's so interesting about this as well is there's a little bit of a final destination. attorney David Concannon. He was supposed to be the fifth man in.
Oh, yes.
And he said, yeah, you know what? I've decided I don't want to go down to the depths of fucking hell today. So he decided not to go. Isn't that interesting? Concannon said of the crew who served at the Titanic last year, they're immobilized, they're sitting on the tarmac, they're ready to go. And then this equipment has been on the tarmac for hours. And then he says, you know what? I ain't going to fucking get in there.
Dude,
and because of that, this guy.
You couldn't pay me.
This guy is still alive. And if you are that guy, you just got to have a margarita today.
Oh.
And you just got to say, wow, how lucky.
Beat him again.
But also, you have to be very careful because did you not tempt death?
Oh, I think so. I think you better be careful.
I always love those stories, though, like with 9/11, Seth MacFarlane, oversleeping,
yeah.
Michael Jackson.
But also it just shows me how when I feel true layers of anxiety that you can die at any time. That doesn't really matter. Like, you can go and do the safest thing in the world and you could still die.
Yeah.
And so that's weird. Both it panics me and gives me faith.
This is one of those areas. And obviously, these are, I will say they are victims. But now they are victims of a circumstance that they paid $250,000 to be a part of. And it is really, I would never do this. So let's pose the question. Lost in space, lost at sea. I think nowadays we've explored more of space than we have the ocean. I think you get a better chance of being found in space.
I think you truly do have a better chance of being found in space.
I would
rather do space only because I feel like you could see a lot more interesting shit and I don't feel like drowning in the dark.
No.
I think it's the dark is what really scares the fuck out of me. It's being stuck in a tube at the bottom of the ocean. Still alive.
Okay, buried alive. Buried alive, lost at sea, lost in space.
Lost in space is number one.
So that's number one. Buried alive
or
in the, would you rather be behind, under the ground, 6 feet, or with these people in the water?
I think buried alive is still the last one. I think ocean's middle.
Because we're used to the ground. Like, I've been there.
Yeah. And then hopefully I can just go to sleep. But Stockton Rush, he was on there. He was the owner. At least the guy who owns it goes down with the ship, which is kind of sad. The
pilot. The whole thing is sad.
Paul-Henri Nojolet. He is down there. There's also a guy named Shahzada Dawood and Suleiman Dawood that are both interesting.
You know,
the father was a trustee of the SETI Institute of the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. So that is a very interesting coincidence.
You
know what's funny is the post from the son of Stockton Rush who posted, hey, I'm sorry. He posted from the Blink-182 concert today that he was at. He says, it might be distasteful being here, but my family would want me to be at the Blink-182 show.
I'm not sure how they're getting on the show all the time. I suppose it's because I listened to it on the way over here.
Oh, no, that was Hamish, the son of Hamish. What's his name? The other billionaire that is Hamish Harding or whatever his name is.
That was the question of the day for Kevin and Sluggo. Is that appropriate for the son to go to Blink-182? But this is the overall.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, not post about it.
Yeah, yeah, you go.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. You don't show your post from the VIP section. We can wait.
They would want me to be here.
Do a fall dump. That's what I say. If you have a bunch of things, your father's missing and stuff, wait to do a dump around like a holiday. You know, and then that's how you fold it all in.
You saw the image of how they're sitting, right?
Yeah, dude, they are crammed in.
They are crammed in, and
if you look at the inside of this Ocean Gate vehicle, they are. It is. It's no joke.
There's
no chairs. They sit cross-legged in the tube.
Yes, and it's
very
looks
bare bones.
To be the most.
It's just 5 inches of steel.
Uncomfortable situation of all time.
But this
and,
is a nightmare, man. Can you imagine just being there, covered in your own piss?
That's another. I didn't even think about
that. Celine Dion, just a chunk of it.
Oh God!
Over and over again.
We will. We'll update you on that. Also, speaking of updates, did you see this? Finally, Doc Antle from Tiger King. I know it's passé at this point, but he has just been convicted of wildlife trafficking in Virginia.
That was the bad boy one, right? The guy that was from Vegas, the one that with the backwards hat, who was like Joe's competition.
Yes, it was Joe's competition. He did meet with The Undertaker a few times. He was the one who had all the girls come and work for him for free under the guise that they're going to learn about fucking elephant cocks. And I think he was just fucking all of them.
Yes.
And he was really strange.
Yeah.
And so apparently now he has also been convicted of wildlife trafficking. So that documentary, That documentary may have taken down more people than any documentary in the history of documentaries.
More than The Staircase, more than The Jinx.
And yeah, they were all just like talking. They were just on camera. And well, at that
did
point,
you
we,
say that? Did you see that Joe Exotic said that when he wins in 2024, if he wins the presidential race, because he's running it from jail, is that he won't pardon Trump because Trump wouldn't pardon him.
He's got my vote. He's got my vote. It is hilarious that we would have two people running from prison.
Now, guys, we all need this. Anything that needs to happen in this life, we know what this like submersible needs to do. Needs to blow off some steam. Now, this is a story of when blowing off steam goes wrong. I only want to cover this story because it's up top and we just got to get through it. Also, just a little coda. We'll follow up with the submersible story as we get more information.
Yeah,
by the end of this story, I don't know what the hell. By the end of this week, we're going to know what has happened.
I don't even want to be. Can you imagine, again, the people that do get all the screws off and then you open it up and it's going to be six probable corpses, most likely corpses.
If they even find it. Unless it's a suppository for Cthulhu right now.
You think it's up Cthulhu's asshole.
It's in the bloop. It's in the bloop's asshole.
If they come out and what if they do?
I mean, it's incredible.
That could actually save them.
I hope they get found.
Jonah and the whale. Jonah and the whale.
But now, blow
you know
off
what you
got
to do? Tie a little string to the boat.
There was a lot of issues here. I have no clue how something so expensive goes missing. I don't know how that happens, but it does.
We'll move on. That'll be a story for the next few weeks.
Oh, yes. Now, this story, again, blowing off steam. We all do it, but this is one of those, you know how I blow off steam?
How?
I like to go out with my boys, get a couple of drinks in me, you know what I mean? We're going to sing some karaoke.
Yeah, normal
you know,
stuff.
Just like yell and stuff like normal, blowing off steam. Some fun, go to an amusement park.
Go to Vegas.
What I don't do is make a dog do anal lingle on me while I jerk off in front of a park restroom.
Well, now, what is this story? Because I don't actually have this in my list of stories
you
here.
You should kind of give it a Google.
Dog anal lingus.
We have, but this one is too special. It was sent in too often by our listeners. A state college man, this comes from WTAJ, state college man is facing charges after being accused of committing lewd acts with his dog at the Roth Rock State Forest. Now, this was 64 years fun Themis Matsoukas. He's facing charges.
64, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's facing charges of open lewdness, indecent exposure, sexual intercourse with an animal, animal cruelty, and disorderly conduct.
You know, the interesting thing is, out of all of it, I would probably drop the cruelty because animal fucking is probably enough.
Yeah.
I would just,
so here we go.
I would just say that was good enough.
No, this has happened over a couple of years. Now, apparently, park rangers were set up. They set up these trail cameras because they were trying to figure out who was stealing bags of hand sanitizer from outside of these restrooms. And instead of catching the people that were stealing the hand sanitizer,
they got footage
of this man. Now, this man who was, they said that he would arrive dressed in a ski mask, a shirt, no pants, shoes and socks. And he would set up an iPad.
No pants.
Oh, yeah. He set up an iPad just on the ground to videotape himself masturbating on this the kind of like what I guess was a park trail. And I guess someone got a hold of this video. I don't know how they got a hold of the video. And they saw this iPad. And then eventually that escalated to him then obviously getting down on all fours and masturbating. He liked to masturbate on his one-handed two knees. But then what he would do is that he would bring the dog over. And I guess that what he'd do is that he'd masturbate and have the dog lick his asshole while he was masturbating.
Well, there you go. Now, isn't that a fun story for the listeners there?
I don't even know how to train Wendy how to heal.
Right.
So I don't know how we get to this point, but this
I don't know if it's a training.
He had truly one of the best responses to being caught was that they found him because, of course, you know what he was driving. Can you guess what car he was driving?
I'm going to go with a Prius or one of Marcus's cars, a Subaru.
Yep.
I could see that.
He's a part of the Subaru
here,
family.
I have drive a Subaru. it is, honestly, if I was a dog and I was going to name a car, I would name it Subaru because it's just kind of...
his camera, obviously, he did not, I guess, understand that he was also going to be on film because he was filming himself do this, which I don't think is a good idea either. But they saw his license plate, and then they got the information from the license plate from the trail cams, and then they went to his house and they said, they we need these iPads from you. And then according to police, the first thing the guy said when Matsoukas appeared nervous when they arrived, and he said, the quote, I'm done. You don't understand. I do it to blow off steam. Which you think the cops would understand.
Yeah.
Because they have high pressure jobs as well.
Well, and God knows, I'm sure the cops recognize the dog, but I just really feel as if this man has been doing this for a long time.
Since 2014.
Because, yes, the first photo was reportedly snapped in 2014.
Whoa,
the last two of the six being taken in April of this year. So that is a 9-year run.
Why?
Multiple dogs or the same dog? I don't know. It makes me want to throw up.
It's the same dog.
And
question is, obviously a lot of things here are unsettling. Most of it makes me upset.
Yeah.
But you know what truly makes me upset?
His name is Themis?
Might be. Well, you know what? Just saying that puts it there.
Themis.
Themis is a rough name.
Themis.
It's if it's Themis, if your name is Themis and you save a bunch of kids from an orphanage from a fire, I'd be like, you know what? Doing good for Themis. But the fact that it's this story is bad for Themis. I don't think Themis is going to make it to the top of boys' names list of 2024.
It is sad that this is the first time I'm hearing about the name Themis.
Oh, in this context?
No, yeah. Just in general. I've never heard the name Themis before.
Once.
So now if I do randomly run into a Themis, I'd be like, interesting.
Also,
bend over. Let me see your asshole.
I wonder if he's...
interesting about this is...
what makes me truly disturbed is ski mask, shirt, socks, shoes, no pants.
And also what's interesting
weird
is...
weird outfit.
As if the university...
like a rapist Porky Pig.
Oh, don't malign Porky.
I'm just saying.
That's all, folks. As he gets held and executed. Interestingly enough, much of this took place at Penn State. What's wrong with that university?
I don't know.
I mean, between Jerry Sandusky and everything else, and now we got this guy.
Hey, Kissel, how dare you? He's trying to blow off steam. You have any idea how hard it is in 2023? He's got his monetized and his hobbies. You know what I mean? You have any idea how hard it is to teach a fucking dog to eat asshole? You know how many biscuits that takes? And where the biscuits gotta go? And first, especially because teach him no teeth. Because that's the hardest lesson.
Yeah, so after they found it all on his iPod, as Henry said, he did it to blow off steam, but
why
before
are
that,
you recording this? I can't even, I just...
At first he said...
You know that footage when people go to, like, see the Il Duomo, and they pull out, like, their iPads and they're shooting and stuff like that?
I hate the, use your phone, or just get a camera.
Because what a boomer way to shoot yourself getting your asshole eaten out by a dog.
I don't want to. Like,
filming with your iPad.
You think it's a generational problem.
It's one of the, like, that's oldest the man things that you can do.
I'm not disagreeing. Would also say what this man did, if he had dementia, it would be sad.
He's under pressure. Do you think this is what this song is about? Dun, 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 dun.
Honestly, dun, 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 that's dun, what they could be listening to on that submarine, because truly, they are.
They are.
Before he said that he did it blow off steam, when the cops arrived, he says, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
But I'm dead. But what does that mean, though?
Oh, because you're about to find footage of him getting his asshole eaten out by a fucking dog.
Oh, you don't think he was, like, depressed to be like, I'm done. I'm dead. I don't want to be here. You don't think this was because he was depressed?
No, I think he, oh,
so
I think
you
he
think
was,
that was
depressed.
You think that was a reaction to him being like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Mm. Yeah, his life's over.
Well, he's not dead. He's actually, it's worse than death.
It's worse than death. He's rather be dead. Is. His name's Themis.
Oh, Themis.
You know what I mean? Prison. And you think that should already be a low point. Your name is fucking Themis. You should be spending your whole life getting good at other stuff.
And if you are a Themis, write in, defend your people.
I don't know, man. I think it's time for a change. I think it's straight, go to a Thomas.
I don't know what the... anyway, so that's that story.
Yeah, I don't like that story at all.
Really, I just appreciate you bringing that up. And I just really love that.
It's the reaction for me. That's why I like the story. It's the... you know, when he just shows up, the egg on my face. Wouldn't even believe.
Interesting.
And there's shit in my dog's mouth.
That is... it's...
He's not as bad. His breath was bad before.
Right. I get the premise there. Well, also, this was a story.
Can you
imagine
going over his house and have the dog, like, lick his face and stuff? And it's been like,
just gotta poop
he's a friend. Yeah, he's a kisser. Yeah, he's a kisser.
That's a nice thing there you keep on talking about.
Live from your grave.
So also, this is from last week, going on to what we were talking about with whether you'd be dying in space, dying in the ocean. This Ecuadorian woman truly was buried alive. And then she started knocking on the coffin door at her funeral.
Well, they put her in that casket pretty fast.
Way too fast. And so I'm actually, fate's worse than death. I'm going to be covering that on, well, not serious, but this has come out afterwards, so it doesn't really matter. But I just, again, you wait to bury me until I, like, start start to be gelatinous.
Well,
if you can dip a chip in me, wait until you can dip a chip in me.
What I'm planning to do, when they ask me to go look at your corpse and make sure it's you, I'm going to do one quick...
There's not going to be a question.
I'm going to do one quick throat slit.
Please, God.
Just to make sure you're dead.
Yeah. No, I would like that.
Oh, yeah, no. Double tap me.
Yeah. Oh, just shoot you in the head twice.
Yeah. Shoot me dead. You see that corpse and being like, just to make sure he's dead. Who didn't do this because it would ruin the product? Did you read anything about this Harvard Medical School, like, body parts scandal?
Well, this is very sad because they took him from marginalized people and then no one knew about it.
This
and
is
then
a fucked
just,
up
you
story.
Can't.
The former manager at Harvard Medical School was a man by the name of Cedric Lodge. He spent years diverting organs and cadaver parts that had been donated to the medical school's anatomical gift program. So they guess they do research on these programs, and then he's on these parts for Harvard, right? Such a clean, squeaky clean university.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly didn't create Ted Kaczynski and was a massive helper to Jeffrey Epstein in any way, shape.
Well, Epstein helped them.
Oh, if friends in need.
Isn't that amazing?
But so he ran this anatomical gift program, and these parts are supposed to be cremated, but instead he just started selling the parts. And it was not just him. It was Cedric Lodge. This is a long time.
This is so classic.
Scam. This is like 2018. Cedric Lodge. It also involved his wife. It also involved a person named Katrina McLean of Salem, Massachusetts. And we have a lot of friends in Salem. Sarah, my friend Sarah, who's an artist who talks about the oddities community. McLean owns this thing called Cat's Creepy Creations in Peabody, Massachusetts, where they were selling human bodies out of this oddities place. So basically, Cedric Lodge was not just selling it, like, because we've covered organ trafficking, like institutions that sell them to people that are trying to buy kidneys or buy things, like, kind of jump the line. If you're instead of getting a donation, they would try to buy it. Some of it's legal, some of it's just kind of hazy. This shit is straight up just for, like, oddities museums. They were selling dissected human faces. They were selling stuff that's, like, really kind of fucked up, highly invasive. Selling pounds and pounds and pounds of human skin to just be sold at an oddities store.
I don't know what you're gonna do with it.
You sell it, like, because Marcus talked about looking for human parts.
I remember.
It's extremely difficult. Like, you want to get, like, a license because you want it to be something, like, you want someone to sign a piece of paper.
You want it to be a friend. Yes. You want it to be a friend. Well, that reminds me of this story as well about Dale Wheatley. This guy is a transportation coordinator for the Anatomical Gift Association in Chicago.
Same thing, but another.
So this guy, he was like, there are some bad practices happening around here. So instead of taking his allegations seriously, they left three severed heads by his desk. And then he was like, guys, there's three heads by my desk. And they were like, yeah, you got to put those next to the bodies. You got to go put those heads next to the bodies. So apparently, I didn't know Anatomical Gift Association in Chicago. If you do want to gift your body, you can.
That's what this is about.
So that's all.
It can't be legit, but you have to figure out, because it seems like there's a lot of corruption in all of these kind of weird body services, body selling, or, like, organ trafficking is one thing, but this is extremely fucked up. Because if you look at Katrina McLean, she looks like if Anne Rice was Porky Pig. You know what I mean? Like, she is looking rough.
Oh, another Porky reference.
I should not have, but she is one of these women that is a goth queen.
She's a queen.
You can tell, tiny hat. That's how you know she's a goth queen. But she was illegally selling human body parts to a bunch of people. Her shop had it was a big advertisement for having a human vertebrae and a full human spine.
Well,
could just purchase. And I'm not going to malign all people that are, especially not my oddities people.
I know a lot of
people that are super legit that work in the oddities world and selling these taxidermy parts and selling also, like, treated human parts that are, if they're legal, then they are set, then it is completely cool and kind of awesome.
And again, there are institutions like this anatomical gift association. This is according to Wheatley, who's been at this company for about 6 years. He's 37. Again, he was the one who had a bunch of heads around his desk as revenge. He says sometimes the bodies arrive at the facilities, quote, twisted or emaciated. We accept every donor and we make a commitment to the donor that their bodies will be studied.
Dude, this is...
So I guess you can do that.
I guess a part of what makes this story interesting to me is about how it was a network. That it wasn't just the... It wasn't
no,
just
it's
Patrick
the whole
Lodge.
Thing.
It was his wife. It was this McLean woman. It was Jeremy Pauly, who was another person that was attached to this. There was also a customer of McLean that was selling these things out. She's selling just meat, selling skin. Jeremy Pauly...
It's got to be
really
treated.
Scary.
It can't just be skin. It's got to be. I mean, it is skin, but it's got to be treated with something.
That's what a guy by the name of Joshua Taylor was hired by Katrina McLean to tan the human skin. Because we now, again, Marcus has looked deep into this. It's real shady. You can't. You're not supposed to do it. Like taxidermist is actually fully illegal. For
it
a lot
is.
Of these taxidermists too.
I it guess is even fully if, illegal.
I do yes. believe unless even if you say. I want you to do
you
it.
You can't do it. But then you do have institutions like this. I think it has to be more medical. So I think you technically have to be in the macabre arts of being a doctor. And then you can get a bunch of skin. And then you can hang that on the wall or you can draw on that. Or
I don't know what you
put
do
it,
with
put
it. It.
Put it down as a rug. Or
I don't know.
Maybe remember chamois? It used to really dry you off good.
Oh, yeah. ShamWow.
ShamWow. There's also ShamWow.
Because I bet you, it's just fun to blow off steam.
I just feel like if we found that like human skin makes the best mops, like maybe then.
No, don't worry.
I don't need it.
No.
I don't know. But.
Well, they use it in tattoo. Tattoo shops and stuff, they use pigs.
They use piggy skin.
And
then now they have a fake skin that they can use, but they do say the piggy skin's still best.
Yeah, just, it'd be kind of fun to have a tablecloth of it. But again, I'm not in the market for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is it almost time for Hero of the Week?
I believe it is. Hero of the
Week. Oh my goodness gracious, this went by really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, also,
time goes quickly when you're having fun with your best friend, doesn't
it? Oh, my God. I have to get healthier.
Why?
Also, 7 people were poisoned with meth at a Florida hibachi restaurant.
Florida needs some work. The entire state needs a redo.
I love that.
For those of you who see the proper product of Florida, though, come out to see July 5th. Ed Larson and I are doing class tonight at the Pack Theater. Come check us out.
Yeah, so be careful if you're eating hibachi in Florida. Also get yourself a little bit of crystal methamphetamine.
I have been craving hibachi.
I thought you were going to say crystal meth.
Have you ever been? When's the last time you went to a hibachi?
Oh, man. I remember when one of those great dumpy Midwest moments when we got a hibachi grill.
And it wasn't called fancy. We went
Stevens
for homecoming.
Point.
I remember we went for homecoming.
When
it was very fancy.
When they did that onion shit. My grandmother had an orgasm. I mean, it was just like, oh God. And it was
that showmanship.
It was incredible.
It was.
Yes, I will go whenever.
I got to go back, man.
Whenever you want a partner in hibachi crime, I will go there. Okay. Let's do, there's a couple of true heroes. So we don't want to do those. This guy, man became friends with a fish. And the pair meet every summer at a Wisconsin lake. This guy's name is Rex Calubra.
So is the hero the fish or is it friendship?
So the encounter
is it the man?
Well, we're going to
dare to make friends with the fish.
Rex
because
Calubra.
Fish are notoriously not friendly.
He made friends with a smallmouth bass. Yeah, we're not saying not after he gets through with it. And it turns out this bass is a 40-year-old.
Maybe
bass.
That's why, because it makes him look big.
That is possible. Perhaps he's from Cambodia. So
that's
the name
horrible.
Of the name is that's,
if you're Cambodian,
that's the study. That's
if
the
you're
study.
Compared, if honestly, side stories lpotl@gmail.com. If you're Cambodian, send pictures of how big your penis could be to Ben Kissel.
I already know what the
just send it
the average.
To be at Ben Kissel. This is my Cambodian penis. If you could do that, and then I will forward them all straight to him.
Also, if you're a lady, go to Cameroon. Oh my God. Anyway, so this is a 40-year-old fish, and he named it Elvis. So, according to the diver, the pair now see each other every year when Rex travels back to Wisconsin.
Again, who's the hero?
Elvis lives. I'm going to go with the fish.
fish is to hear.
The 40-year-old print shop worker, which I didn't even know. Congratulations for holding on to that job. He says Elvis is a real specific kind of fish. He says, I will, when it comes to how do you get attention of Elvis, right? You know, bologna sandwiches, right? He says, I will do a gulping grunt sound with my throat and he'll come find me. So the guy goes underwater, goes, and then the fish comes to find him. I have no idea how he knows it's the same fish, but, and then he says, Elvis will literally just fight other fish if they get close to me to keep them away. So Elvis is really down there protecting him.
I'm really surprised your hero of the week wasn't Hunter Biden for finally facing the music. Going down there going in and just saying, yeah, I did it. I have a huge fucking cock. I must be from Cameroon. Have you seen him, man? Ooh, man.
He's got a wad on
him. He's sitting on a log raft, man. What is he going on? What's going on there, man?
Well, something about that senator son's lifestyle.
Riding with Biden.
A lot of time to wank on that chain.
Woo.
So he says, I returned and I fed some crawfish. Now he's completely obsessed with me. He follows me around and just stares me in the eyes.
That's really cute.
So isn't that fun? So Elvis, the smallmouth bass, who's 40 years old, according to this man, again, I don't know how he can tell.
They probably talk a lot about, like, you know, how their favorite music's AC/DC, about how they still listen to Stern, about how, like, you know, what it's like to get up in the night to be 5 or 6 times. That's how you know you're 40.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, that's Hero of the Week is Elvis, the 40-year-old smallmouth bass out of the Wisconsin lake.
It's a nebulous hero, and I'm not sure exactly who the hero is, but honestly, welcome to 2023.
There you go.
Here we go. Let's look at this. Somebody's listening to email. Yeah, who's up?
We already covered all the aroused women with Arnold Schwarzenegger, so that's good.
That's true. I do feel like, man, because, you know, I got a lot of steamy pictures of him because people were talking about, like, they loved him from Predator. That was the main thing.
Yes, he is.
Predator was the one that he was the most, people more sexually attracted him from Predator.
What about Kindergarten Cop, where he shows a loving side?
There was one woman who said she's been sexually absolutely fascinated with Arnold Schwarzenegger since she saw him when she was a child in Jingle All the Way.
Okay, there you go.
I actually wanted, think that you're only attracted to him thanks to the wingman skills of Sinbad and just how funny Sinbad was, and you attach that feeling to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
And they're also
totally different. But
you also, some people don't like Arnold Schwarzenegger because he went through the whole thing grabbing all. You remember he did the lifting weights movie? It was Pumping Iron?
It was 70s.
Grabbing all the butts.
It was 70s.
But honestly, yeah, they seem to like it in the video.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's look at this. Email I got to make it Crimson Tiding.
Okay.
There's a Crimson Tiding.
Yeah,
actually, I did see there was some Chupacabra news this week, but it was really just a dog.
It mostly is. That's the saddest thing about the Chupacabra.
Okay. Growing up in a rather woodsy part of Massachusetts, I used to go to my friend's house quite a lot. We did the usual stuff as we all do as a kid, watch movies, order pizzas, gossip, blow off steam. That's good. I'm going to use that as code from now on. That's called that.
That's ruined now.
Yeah. One night we were sitting around in her dining room talking, drinking, whatever, until something caught my eye. Her dining table is right next to a sliding door, which led to a balcony. It was pitch black outside, but she kept lights on the stairs that led up to the balcony, which gave us some light to look outside in case there was a fox or raccoon digging on the trash. However, it wasn't strong enough for me to see whatever this thing was clearly. At first, I saw the eyes.
Uh-huh.
I remember they were yellowish-green color. They were staring at me. And then I made out a form. It was skinny, with a round head, long arms, nothing else. Marcus.
I know, I was going to say Marcus, too.
Yeah, because, yeah, he's got the Alfred Wasting Newman
disease.
Head.
Wasting disease.
It was watching me, and it wouldn't leave. And when I turned to talk to my friend, it wouldn't leave. After a while, just staring, I asked my friend if she could see what I was seeing. She turned to look at whatever it was, and the thing actually stood up.
Yeah.
Got up, raised above the ground, climbed up a tree, whatever. But the eyes traveled up a few feet, and then that thing freaked out my friend long enough to make her scream and go get her dad. But the moment she ran off, I watched it turn and leave.
Well, is it like a raccoon?
I saw something else move with it. I'm looking back, I think it might have been some branches.
Yeah, it could have been maybe a little baby bear.
By the time she got her dad, one was already gone. We tried to tell him what we saw. He wouldn't believe us considering we were just fifth graders. Hopped up on Kool-Aid. It was past midnight.
What did you see?
Every time I came over, we never sat by the sliding doors at night ever again.
That's the least compelling email I've ever heard. they saw a small bear.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Or they didn't even.
I don't even mean to insult the email writers.
No, it's a fine. You know it's fine.
The worst thing I ever saw was my dad naked in the middle of the night.
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
Man.
I wonder how Polish. I bet you the Polish are good average.
I feel like now that I think
4.8s.
I feel like now that I think about what I saw when I saw my father naked is what Wendy sees a lot.
Yeah. I'll never forget.
Me just like, you know, when you're like naked, but you're looking for your keys
all the time.
You know, you're like your hands. And knees,
I need to drive to Ralph's.
Wendy sees a lot of that action.
Well, my dad's German, so he's uncircumcised. So it always gave me a little higher expectation.
Mm.
And indeed, I am circumcised.
It's like whatever. She said it was huge.
I mean,
she said it was big.
It's a bear. It sounds like a total. There was nothing that didn't describe an animal.
All of these emails are about Arnold Schwarzenegger and various different.
We got one more
theories about it.
Do one more hot. I want a steamy. I want. I will pull up
the sexy one. Let me pull up the sexy one.
That is what we're here for. That's the facts.
Let me go.
That is why, you know, and just genetically, that kitty head with the maid. He's also super handsome. He's just jacked, just like Arnie.
Kitty head with the maid?
Yeah,
what?
You didn't know about that? The affair with the maid?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's all we ever talk about.
Yeah, but the kid. You don't know he's a kid with her.
Oh, yeah, he looks just like him.
He looks just like him. That's the strong DNA of
Here
Arnie.
We go.
That's what ladies are attracted to.
I've actually got some also very interesting responses to the concept that we, when we talk about nudists on side stories, do you remember people saying, like, most people do believe that you should tell people whether or not there are going to be naked people in your restaurant.
Yeah, I suppose so. Guess so.
How did this get unstarred?
Well, why? But yeah.
I had these starred, but they're all sexy.
Also, do we have to live in such a prudish society? Just assume everyone's going to be naked until you walk in and they're clothed. It also greatly depends on the restaurant. If it's hibachi, be careful, you're going to burn.
I'm a hot woman. Schwarzenegger is hot. We gagged at Ben calling him a sex icon. This is a classic male gaze versus female gaze scenario. Arnold is what straight men think women are attracted to.
I don't need your sociology report on it, okay?
Here we go. Is Arnold Hearts?
Good Lord.
So I'm a fairly in-shape woman. I quit smoking and started running a few years ago. I lift, do yoga.
It's only attractive.
I actually dated a few muscle-type dudes like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No,
most
they
of
weren't.
Them, if not all, do steroids. It's not a stereotype. The steroid users are a little bit more explosive, and there's some shrinkage.
Yeah, well,
knowing what
they
I
didn't
know
look like
about
Arnold
super buff dudes that have been in the actual bodybuilder community, no, it's not hot.
Thank That's you, Casey thing. Anthony.
I'm trying to find this. All right, men with physiques are here.
I just want, I mean, there has to be... They're all lying.
Where is this? Where is
also,
this
she just has issues with her ex-boyfriends. Obviously, she was attracted to Arnold Schwarzenegger's body type. She had multiple boyfriends that did not look like him, by the way.
Where is
you did
this?
Not do it. That's funny. Not, that's like not even.
The only people who find Arnold sexy are straight men.
Oh my God.
He's very short. People saying he was like
he's
five
not
foot
short. He's
six,
six foot. He's six. He's 6 feet tall.
He's a big guy. Yeah, he is a big guy. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Imagine
he's
getting
kissed.
It's not sexy.
Oh my God. Okay.
Sex.
I don't need the Where's girls the... that are trying to validate their ugly boyfriend's
Some,
existence.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going
to
name it. Arnold Schwarzenegger can get it. I got one of
yeah,
those.
Yeah, of course he can.
But where is the...
You know what? We're just going to wrap.
Ben is absolutely correct. 80s and 90s Arnold was absolutely one of the hottest people
Thank
to
you.
Have ever lived. Predator era Arnold could
Conan.
Bust a load in my guts any day of the week.
There you go. Conan the Barbarian. Absolutely.
Arnold
Everyone
Schwarzenegger is hot. I'm sorry. Here we go. I'm a 30-year-old bisexual woman. I've had an unreasonable attraction to Arnold Schwarzenegger since the tender age of 14 when I saw Jingle All the Way. I find that's grooming. That's digital grooming
no,
from
Arnold
far away.
No, Arnold did not do it that way. That he did not know that she was going to be so
I can't stay quiet around. About this one. When I was 7 years old, I was obsessed with the movie Commando. I had an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan club of which I was the president and sole member.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. So finally, we get to the truth.
Massive turn.
And everyone's just like, no, I like my dumpy boyfriend. He doesn't cheat on me because no one wants him.
I just commented to my sister how hot I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is.
Yeah, of course he is. Okay, we got to wrap it up here.
I have never in my life been attracted to Arnold Schwarzenegger until I saw True Lies. Maybe it was the edible, but a man who could misappropriate government assets like a helicopter in order to find out if his wife is cheating is a man I would take home any day of the week. And, on, and
I
it
think
shows the what you guys you discover just asking people questions. You never know what comes
up. You never
up.
Know.
You never know because you got to live every day thinking like maybe I'm hot to one specific group. No matter what anybody says.
Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
Arnold is the pie is larger.
But you can laugh knowing that when you find that person, mm-hmm. right? It's like, I was talking about this with a friend about how, like, you know, not everybody's in the market for a Scientology e-meter. But no. when you're selling one, this is what I was trying to negotiate with this guy. I was bidding on one. Because when it comes down to it, like, listen, like, the buyer for this has arrived. It's the price is not going to get any higher, dude. All right, because the buyer for this is here.
That's you.
Negotiate with me. You right. can't tell me you're not going to sell it for a certain amount because I'm the guy. No one else is buying this. It has not been purchased. It's been sitting on eBay for 2 years. So right. the man who is the customer for this has come.
I'm here. All yeah.
right? Right, because then you're going to love. It's because that's how when I found Natalie, because I knew the customer had arrived. All right, time to close up shop because the one product that needs to be sold out of the Henry Zebrowski yep. shop is about to be sold to the one person there who's decided they have, they're ready to get
you're,
into it.
You're the Mogwai.
I am yes. the special gift.
Yes.
And I'm non-returnable. Buy the product, buy the sale. That's it. There ain't no receipt for me unless you count all the years of unhappiness.
Yeah, and a marriage certificate is technically a receipt.
It is.
It's what all it is, really.
Or the little sheet of paper I had to go get for the engagement ring so I could give it to Natalie to prove to her that it was not a blood diamond because I knew that she needed that. You have to go get a sheet of paper
that says that this is not slave-based?
Yes.
Man, I was actually... Have you seen a lithium mine?
No, a lithium mine, no, rather. Yeah, no, it's not good. Good.
No, oh, no, there's a lot of slave labor.
We needed to cover a little bit. There's not a heck of a lot of information on it because we were covering for the Manhattan Project. We're trying yeah. to get into the uranium mines, which is also, let's just say, it ain't Google.
No.
You know what I mean? There's not a lot of foosball tables. You're not getting a lot of seltzer for free in the snack room.
No, but that is actually, I love that Natalie was aware of that because the blood diamond trade, it's worse than the human flesh trade, I would
also
argue.
Feel like it would taint our blood, our could. Love. If you're like, because, you know, because they're taking a dump in the source of a tangerine from the shore, those of the shore, they found a shore plane with dormant source of tangerine. He's like, I found out. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Okay. And of course, if you do have a blood diamond, congratulations. Okay, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. Nail yourselves.
No.
They found love.
Oh, that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's cursed.
There's not blood on the diamond. It was just made with the blood of a child.
I mean, with the blood of a child.
Yeah, because that's how they work.
Alongside with.
Yes.
Hail Satan.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail me. Check out Class 8 on July 5th.
Magoozalicious. Bye.
Come in.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.